Many of us ate too much, spent more than we should have, and ended up with gifts we don't even need. But there are also many Hoosiers who struggle every day, including through the holidays. Food bank workers say while donations go up at this time of the year, the need doesn't stop after December 25th. Beverly Torres with Stone Soup Kitchen in South Bend says families are struggling to make ends meet and often run out of money for food before payday.
Let's assume that there's one person making minimum wage. You got to pay rent, electric, gas, water, food, all these things out of that little bit of money.
700,000 Hoosiers last year were assisted by the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Nationally, nearly 90% of SNAP participants live in households that include a child, a senior, or someone who's disabled. Tim Malloy works full-time as a fast food worker, but relies on federal food assistance and local food banks to feed his son.
I would need to make 12 to 15 an hour to completely make it on my own. And even then, it would be tough. Big businesses make a lot of money, so they can afford to pay us a little bit more because we work really hard.
Indiana's minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, the same as the federal rate. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.